the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
I want to say hello.
Hello.
Good to be here.
It is good to be here.
Those Two Girls.
Good morning.
Hello.
Fabulous news to kick off this lovely Thursday morning. Cadbury Cream Egg. This is the time of year that it comes out to us, doesn't it?
Why is it so soon?
Well, I think it comes out around the same time as those stupid buns with the crosses on them,
no,
you know?
I'll have none of that. I've already got two lots of hot
Sarah,
cross buns in
no.
there.
She is just a punish.
You know what?
If
you don't like them, don't buy them. They're delicious.
Let's go back to Cadbury Cream Eggs. Now, everybody loves those. Guess what Cadbury have done?
Aren't they around all year?
Or I don't actually like them either.
Oh, I do.
Too sugary.
They are too sweet for me. They give me a sugar headache. Mm. But they're still yummy. They've turned them into an ice cream, Sarah. So imagine like a magnum-shaped ice cream, like a thick chocolate exterior. When you bite into it, a beautiful vanilla ice cream inside gooey yellow. I don't really know what the yellow stuff is.
Mm.
I'm going to guess it's just like a caramel vibe. It's not caramel, though. It's bright yellow.
So why are you telling me this? Like, have you got some for me to try? Or
no, negative.
Is this because you watched me emotionally eat 7 mini Freddo frogs yesterday in our meeting?
Yes. I think it's something that would be delicious and possibly better, Aaron, than the egg itself. Less sweet, perhaps.
Well, they're doing that with everything now. You can get Kit Kats, you can get M&M ice cream.
I'll tell you what I did do. I did buy a packet of the Smith's Lamington chips.
Did you?
Because they were half price. And I was at the shops with the girls and they were like, oh, Mum, can we try those? School holidays, of course. I was like, yeah, give it a burl. I didn't mind them.
Because I made you try last
so
year.
I didn't hate them. I mean, do they beat a honey soy chicken? No, they don't. But my husband, and we had guests over, I said, oh, here we go, try some of these. All the adults were like, not having a bar.
Did you prefer it? Because when we found out that they were bringing the Lamington chip out, I went and bought a plain packet of Smithies.
Yes.
And a Lamington.
And you'd
sandwich
the potato chip.
And I said, here you go.
I actually preferred
your
version.
Did you prefer my version? I'm telling you, I'm joining MKR. Hate that show, actually. Never join it. Never watch it. Hate it.
Wow.
You know how I feel
about bang, flip it and reverse it. It's your Lisa, I'm surprised you actually managed to get married to your husband. Not because you're not a wonderfully attractive woman, but because you
look
have
spades,
so
Sarah.
Many,
they're fading hard and fast.
You have so many deal breakers when it came to dating in your youthful years, and a few of them arose yesterday when we were having a chat with a group of friends. And I'd like you to begin with the time warp.
It's not that I have so many of them. It's that they're very specific. I know what I like. I know what I don't like. If a man presents with a love for a novelty song, in particular, the time warp. If we're at a wedding, perhaps, and we're at a friend's wedding and all of a sudden I hear this, and the fellow that I'm with goes, yes, I'm there. That's it. He's dead to me. I'm out.
I cannot. That's very dramatic.
I cannot love someone who loves the time warp. I hate the time warp.
That wasn't the only thing you said.
What a stupid novelty song to dance.
You would say, let's say you've gotten past a date, you've managed to go to a wedding where they haven't danced to the time warp, and you're having some intimate relations at home.
Yeah.
What else is a deal breaker?
Okay, listen. When they remove their clothes, if they don't remove their socks, I'm out of there.
I mean, has that actually happened? Who would do that with their socks on?
Sarah, has that? I'm not going to ask you that question because I know the answer. I'm telling you, it has happened to me.
Is it just for men? Because sometimes I leave my
socks
on. This
is the reality, okay? This is the reality. When you are nude and wearing socks, you actually look nuder. It is true. There is nothing more ridiculous. It's the naked equivalent of a stupid cartoon tie. Okay? It doesn't matter if they're Nike socks,
Hang on. Segue to number three.
No, take them off. I'm
going to
stop.
A dating deal breaker.
I'm going to come out of my starfish and I'm going to say, take them off. It's true, Sarah. It's not sexy. Take it off.
It's one crown of thorns.
was your dating deal breaker?
You're going to ask me something else.
What did you think I was going to ask? Oh, what's your...
Something about a marine creature.
Well, surely you have a deal breaker,
Sarah.
Well, I
do remember agreeing to a date with a fellow that I pulled out on in the last minute because he wore a visible singlet under his...
Under the shirt.
How old was he? 73?
Well, that's what I thought. I reckon I must have been about 21. Maybe he was 25, 26. Handsome chap, but wore
a vest.
A singlet.
Like a
vest.
Chesty bonds.
Yes.
Like, my dad wears those.
That's exactly right. Well, it's just a very
Aaron, are you wearing a vest?
Aaron, undo your top button.
No.
You know you don't have to do all the buttons up on your shirt.
Yes, you do.
Dane wears his shirts like that. I always try and say, just take the top one down. You don't need to see chest or chest hair, but it just relaxes the look, doesn't it?
He's undoing more buttons.
It's those two
as
girls.
As long as he takes off his socks, I'll be fine.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sarah, outrage on the avocado front.
What?
It's trouble in avocado town, guys. We could soon be paying Aaron an avocado surcharge. How? How are you going to live your life as a millennial?
Well, they're limited, aren't
with
they? Because
avocados.
There's been crops wiped out, you know,
that's right,
bushfires.
Sarah. The fire, the droughts have
they're,
wreaked
they're
havoc.
Limited supply, which means what you do get, you're going to pay more for.
That's right. And there's lots of cafes around our country that are saying we are torn between looking out for our customers who love their avo on toast, who love their avo in a smoothie, but also looking out for our business model, which isn't going to survive the cost of avocados at the fruit market.
Yeah.
So they're considering, a lot of cafes are considering applying a surcharge. So when you go to get your poke bowl with avocado on it, you're going to be stung a surcharge. Would you say no, I'm going to forgo the avo?
Would you say avo no?
No, well, I do like an avocado. It's, you know,
how much would you be prepared to pay for a surcharge?
Do you know what? Look,
are we talking 20 cents or $2?
I hark back to Cyclone, was it Yasi, up in North Queensland, which wiped out so many banana crops and bananas were in short supply. And if you could afford bananas, it was like a sign of wealth.
Wasn't it?
So I would actually say if you want to feel a bit up yourself, buy some avocados and then just walk around in public with them, swinging them. Like, take off your Givenchy rubber slides.
You said that so well. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Remember when we met and you said Givenchy? I mean, this is what 4 years in a relationship with me, platonic.
People, that's it. Like, if you've got a Louis Vuitton handbag,
no.
That's fine.
Forget LV, go AV.
Yes! I'm telling you, avocados are where it's at.
Okay, you know, if you have a fancy car like a Mercedes or BMW, you know, what is it called at the front of the car, Aaron? About, like, the emblem that sticks up on the front of the vehicle?
The hood ornament?
The hood ornament. Get rid of the little tripod merch.
Skewer it with avo. Yes, or if you've got like a Range Rover instead of hanging fluffy dice from the rearview mirror, just an avocado. Two avocado balls to take it down the rearview mirror.
I may imagine a private school mum rocking up with avo balls out the back of her Range.
Yeah, we're doing really well, thank you, Roger.
Get into the disco, darling.
Every so often I will check the spam folder on my personal email account just to make sure that no bills or anything have accidentally, you know, dropped through to there. And I will sometimes stumble across the scam that is a sextortion email.
Ooh.
Which
Sarah.
Is...
Hello.
Basically has been revealed to be a massive, massive scam.
But is that a practical joke, them sending it...
Well, that's...
Sorry, I don't have sex.
No. Well, it's basically an email where they say, you've got 72 hours to pay me this much in Bitcoin before I release a video of you that I've recorded because I've hacked your phone camera and seen you visiting all these dodgy websites and so on. So police have obviously come out. This was all out like last year, the year before, saying it's rubbish. don't do it. Do not send Bitcoins.
But they do say that the cameras on your phones and the cameras on your laptops, if someone does hack that, they could potentially spy on you.
Everyone
doing
I
all
know
kinds of
that's
things.
In the know has a little tape over their webcam.
Stop it.
Even Mark Zuckerberg does it.
Yeah, wow.
Stop it.
But I imagine he's a lot more interesting to hack than the everyday person.
Absolutely.
Right? But I think maybe if you were going to start a new phone camera hacking, wouldn't you try and be a little bit more
specific?
Yeah.
With what you've seen them do.
You've got 72 hours before I release this footage to Woolworths to show that you've been scanning brown onions as avocados.
That would scare the crap out of me.
Right, okay.
That
Let's
would actually scare me.
Take it down
me.
To everyday you know, levels. Or I'm going to hack your I've hacked your camera and I'm going to let people know you take your phone into the toilet with you every time you go and you don't wash your hands.
Guilty.
Okay.
You know what would terrify me?
What?
Scare me, make me sweat. If someone said that they had footage of me peeling the dead skin off my heels and my lips and I have a very involved routine with a hot flannel and a lot of lip balm that I apply on my heels and my lips and then I scrub until skin.
This is what I knew that you were up
if
to something. Because
someone knows that, you know now what, I've told the country, which is problematic.
Obviously, this is a huge issue for you because the first time I saw Lise after holidays, on that first day, she was like, you know what I've got onto? Your Lactol heel balm. Do not have a problem. I said, oh, I've been wearing a lot of sneakers, so my heels are in tip-top shape. Not me. Barefoot. Or thongs or Birkies the whole holidays. My heels are a mess, but not with the Yalactol.
I'm sick of my heels. Why does this happen? Why does this happen? Why
you know
don't
what?
I
it
have
never,
baby smooth
it never
heels?
Happens
Look
to
at
children.
Them.
To put them all. You know what? They're get better. The cameras on, Aaron. Get the cameras on that foot.
They're better with the Yalactol and the hot flannel.
Anyway, hackers of the world out there. There you go. There's some hot tips from some 39-year-old ladies who think you'd probably get a bit more Bitcoin with taking it down to a more everyday level.
Those two girls.
I have a bit of a weird flex, and that is I can still do what I call the Stussy S.
Can't
well
everyone?
Into my adulthood.
I can do it right, too.
So you know it as the Stussy S, don't you? Where
no.
you do three lines up the top, three
yeah,
lines down
is.
The bottom. You can.
I've never heard the Stussy S
what
until today.
What do you
today.
Call it then?
The S.
Just the S.
Just the S. Show us your Stussy S. Maybe Stussy is very 90s for us, Sarah. That's
Possibly.
When it was in its
So for our generation,
popular...
that's what we know it as. But here's what has blown my mind. Yep, that's it, Aaron.
Why is yours back to front?
You've done as Stussy
Oh, I've done it quite wrong.
But here's the thing. The Stussy S, according to us, the Stussy S, has been around possibly since the 1960s. It's popped up everywhere from America to Egypt, and every generation thinks the S means a different thing. So,
but it can't have been in the 60s because it's graffiti
no,
art.
No, some theories think that it might be based on the Superman symbol.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Other people, like in California, called it the Surfer S.
Okay.
I mean, Stussy was like a surf
was
skate
a surf
brand back then. Others think it's a signal that can activate magic. So it's in like little subset, you know,
a little
culty groups. Yes. That it's a linked to something paranormal or a form Ooh. Of mind control. And
good reading.
Can't read the rest of the article.
Yes.
They're saying here it's not the Stussy logo, the Suzuki logo, or the Styx logo.
So what is it?
So what is
well,
it?
It's nothing. That's it. There's no origin.
Where did it come
Apparently,
from?
Apparently, it's you got nothing said, to do with Superman.
You said that you would reveal the origin of the Stussy S.
It might be a variation on the infinity symbol.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. A vertical infinity symbol.
Yes.
You
so
see?
Maybe the symbol is infinity. And some schools actually banned it back in the day because everyone was drawing it on their
everybody.
Books, on their walls, on the desks, yada, yada, yada. So there you go. It could actually mean infinity. Glad I got to that section of the article.
I'm glad we did this whole talk.
You know what? Preparation prevents piss poor fall. Earlier this week, Lise revealed to me that her husband has been in an emotional food affair with me for nigh on 2 years after he can't stop thinking about a particular dish that I made on the Australia Day long weekend of 2018
Can
that
I
we
say
consumed
something
together.
Controversial.
Yes.
I don't think I liked it very much.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. I feel better about myself.
I think it was the fruit in the salad. It was weird.
So it was Aaron a curry was chicken with mango salad.
Now, I'm going to pull up the recipe, Sarah. You've been very kind to share it on our Instagram, at Lees and Sarah. Some may say kind. I say home wrecking.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. So let's look at this recipe just for those listening. So you're looking at some curry powder, some ground cumin, some mango chutney, lots of mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm. That's the dressing.
And
rip up a barbecue chook, add some celery, shallots, mangoes, avocados, cashews, boom, Bob's your uncle. It's delicious, okay? Anyway, I said to Lise, you know what, I'm going to send your husband the recipe, and that's exactly what I did.
They're texting now behind my back.
I mean, I have Dane's number in case of an emergency, like if I've killed Lise during this show and I have to tell him that we can get married now.
It's done.
So I said, Lise said, you've been hankering for my salad. Here you go.
I don't like your use of hankering in that message to my husband. I think it's too provocative.
I actually said, Lise said, you've been hanky-pankering for my salad.
Also, Hank is one of his many nicknames. So again, I find it too personal.
Okay. Why?
Well,
Hank. Because at one point he had a real, what's that haircut?
I'm so sorry I asked.
Like what an army haircut.
Remember that movie?
American.
Yeah, like
Val
an
Kilmer.
Army. No, not Val Kilmer. Who was the guy from Pet Detective?
Ace Ventura.
What's that actor?
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. At one point, there's a movie with Jim Carrey and his name is Hank.
Okay, good story, Hansel. Okay, so anyway.
Nobody asked.
Anyway. Dane didn't reply for 24 hours, and I thought, oh, that's good. He knows where his bread is buttered.
You know what? I have one of his, I have a collar around his neck, and whenever he tries to respond to another woman, I zap it.
But then I got a reply yesterday afternoon that said, sugar, sorry. We didn't say sugar. He actually swore. I've been meaning to text you back. Thanks. I will, in brackets, Lise, give it a crack. Exclamation, exclamation. I mean, he's excited. To pass the recipe to Lise to make for
him. So he wants me to make another woman's salad for him. He's got another thing coming. Okay, this is the first time that my husband has revealed himself to be sexist. Never once. I thought we were on the same page. He's always been incredibly supportive and quite hands-on in the kitchen. He can make his own bloody salad. I'm not making your salad. That's blasphemous.
It's got
I'm not
so
making
much
that
mayonnaise in,
my in
it anyway. We know how you feel about him eating mayonnaise, so you're never going to make it. He's just going to have to keep dreaming about me in the kitchen again. Dreaming about my chicken. Mangoes.
We have to go.
I'm not making it. I'm going to make it tonight.
This is an awkward note to end the show on.
What's new?
Love you, Hank.
Stop!
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Okay, that was the show.
That was the show. You listened to it. Good on you.
Good on you. Did we get any people with the code
Aaron,
word?
Aaron, can you please?
Oh, what? The mayo? We got no one.
No code word.
Is there any in the podcast comments about mayo?
Oh, we did. We got one. Oh, my God. That's why I was wondering. Someone sent me a message and it just says mayo.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Who is it?
We did get one of those.
Oh, my God. And I didn't know.
Me either. It went in one ear out the other.
I didn't know what to do with it. So I sent like a high five. Oops. Now I can't remember who it was.
Thank you. There it is.
Spolly. I've got you, boy. Spolly, I see it. Mayo. Yay. You win. What does he win? You win.
It was a pat on the back.
A pat on the back from us.
We have no reviews on the podcast.
I want to see a document that proves that we are number four on the podcast list in this network. Somebody said that. Is it true?
No, we're number five, apparently.
Well, it comes through monthly.
How is that possible?
Yeah.
Well, next time it comes through, I'll send it
to thank each and every one of you who download that because I don't know how that's possible to. We were so surprised because nobody tells us anything about this show. So it was
just sheer consistency.
Do you think so?
You know what it doesn't rate? It doesn't rate how long people have listened for. It doesn't.
It's probably downloaded. Let's say 1,000 people download it, and there's only two who managed to make it through to this point of the podcast.
They listened to the opener and pulled the plug.
They hear say, "Good morning."
Look at how many phones were thrown out of the car.
I do want to see those stats, though, Sarah.
Next time they come through, I'll forward them to you.
Only if we're number five. If we've made it out of the top five, I don't want to know. No, actually, I do. If we made it out of the top 10, I want to know.
Sure. Do we actually care?
I think we do care. That's the entire network, Sarah.
That's what I mean. If we're making it out of top 10, out of the 10, there's only 10 shows, isn't there?
No, there's more than 10 shows. Think about it.
I suppose.
It's at least 12.
All right. Good chat.
Good chat.
Goodbye to the two of you still listening.
Farewell.
Thanks for hanging in there. Ciao, ciao.
Tickety boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.